In the woods of northern Wisconsin, there is a lodge that housed some of the leading businessmen of the world. They came to one tiny town for a shot of acquiring the best of the best. That elusive product is the focus of this feature on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1900s, the four Fromm brothers in Hamburg, Wisconsin, began a fur farm, specifically to produce a line of silver foxes.
It was the style to have a Fromm fur was pretty snazzy.
Christine Martins and Gary Gisselman share the story from the Marathon County, Wisconsin Historical Society.
The Fromms had thousands and thousands of acres, and you can imagine this silver fox running free out there because they believed that silver foxes should have the run, really, of the countryside.
It was a rags-to-riches tale.
When they were in their early teens, they saw this potential of what a silver fox could bring them. Of course, it didn't happen overnight. They had to raise capital. They had to borrow money from their mother and a variety of other things to get the capital that they needed.
At its height, buyers from around the world came to Hamburg, Wisconsin, to bid on pelts, which brought amazing sums of money.
In order to entertain these large buyers, they actually created a little place that's very posh. It's still there.
The accommodations were grand for that day, and perhaps even today as well. The lodge had comfy rooms, plus
it also included a bar that was always open and always free, as well as four bowling lanes. Mind you, they were not automatic, so you always had to have a guy at the end. But they also had the four bowling alleys to keep these people entertained in between auctions and so forth.
You can still see parts of the fur empire from decades ago. A place that drew worldwide attention. Traveling the countryside in Hamburg, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.